now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We'll pull up some dust and sit down.
Well, good day, America, and welcome to a Monday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. Bob Black off today. 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number to get involved in, 1-800-878-7529. Toll-free number. Join me here on the Attack if you prefer Twitter, as I know a lot of you do. In 140 characters or less, at JoeSpano56 or at SportsBylineUSA. Got a big show on tap for you, and on the other side, we'll very quickly set the table and start knocking things down on a Monday. Coming out of a Week 2 NFL Sunday, you could probably guess where we're going to go. But as we do at the top in each every hour of the Spano and Black Attack, we let you know about the myriad of ways that you can listen to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network via your devices. In other words, take Byline on the go with you. You can go to our award-winning website, sportsbyline.com. There's a Listen Live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews. All that and a whole lot more at sportsbyline.com. You got the devices. iHeartRadio, great app. You can download it to any device you can think of, be it Android, be it Windows-based, be it PC-based, or I should say Apple-based, or simply go to iHeartRadio or iHeart.com. Wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline and a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. And we'll see if we can get TuneIn Radio right. Again, it's an app you can download to any device. We have, whether it be Android-based, whether it be Apple-based, whether it be Windows-based, or just go to TuneIn.com. Lots of on-demand content and a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, and perhaps most importantly of all, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack. And we couldn't be any more grateful for their service to the greatest country in the world. On the other side, we'll quickly set the table, start knocking things down. For a Monday edition of The Attack, we'll open the phone lines at 800-878-PLAY. Read your tweets at JoeSpano56 and at Sports Byline USA. We'll get this thing started right after this.
When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's time to gear up for fall at John Deere with a new compact utility tractor. Get 0% financing for 60 months, big implement bonuses, and our free 6-year powertrain warranty on versatile, easy-to-use John Deere compact tractors. It's time to gear up today and save. Offer ends October 28, 2016, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Terms, conditions, exclusions, and warranty limitations apply. See dealer for details.
Visit your local John Deere dealer today to take advantage of special savings going on now. Find out more at myjohndeeredealer.com.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Well, those are some highlights of the Giants' last-second victory over the New Orleans Saints at MetLife Stadium in the Meadowlands, and that's a great way to come back and get things started here on the Spano and Black Attack. That call, the call via courtesy of Fox, Kenny Albert on the call of that one. As we return to the Spano and Black Attack here on Sports Byline, I'm Joe Spano. Again, Bob Black off today, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the conversation, that number to get involved again, 1-800-878-7529, toll-free number to hang out with me here on the attack. For those that prefer Twitter, 140 characters or less, at Joe Spano 56, at Sports Byline USA. Big 2 hours on tap for you today. Obviously, you come out of a week two NFL, and our focus here on the attack is going to be NFL, NFL, and more NFL as we recap all the action from a week two NFL Sunday and quickly look ahead to the Monday night matchup in Chicago. At 40 after hour number two, 940 a.m. Eastern Time, Chris Trapasso from NFL.com will join us and we'll get his take on all the big stories coming out of a week two NFL Sunday. But let's hit the ground running. You heard the highlight package that brought us back into the attack. Again, the highlights courtesy of Fox, and it was Kenny Albert on the call. So we'll start at MetLife Stadium in the Meadowlands. The New York Giants improved to 2-0 with a 16-13 victory over the New Orleans Saints, who fall to 0-2 on the year. Couple of close, hard luck losses for the Saints. Really, the story of this game, Giants could have won this one by much more. Their offense was far better than the Saints' offense. Yet they turn the ball over three straight possessions, three straight fumbles in this game, taking points off the board for the Giants. But their defense was so good in this one that New Orleans wasn't able to turn any of those three fumbles into points. The Giant defense stiffened, and three straight times off of those three straight fumbles recovered by the New Orleans Saints, the Saints were forced to punt. And that really, in many ways, was the story of this game. The Giant offense was the superior offensive unit on the field. Pretty darn good, if not conservative, most of the way passing the football with Eli Manning and company. Running game really couldn't get going with any consistency. And it was putting the ball on the ground. Bad combination. The Giant defense, really outstanding. Not so much with pressure and sacks on Breeze, but coverage in their secondary and even their linebackers doing a very, very solid job throughout this game. There wasn't much out there in the passing game for Drew Breeze, and there was almost nothing running the football for the New Orleans Saints in this one. So that's how the Giants end up winning this game and overcoming the three turnovers. It was winning in special teams, the blocked field goal that turned into 7 points on the return by Janoris Jenkins after the after the Hankins, the Hankins block of the field goal, the Jonathan Hankins block of the field goal, that's got things started for the Giants as far as putting points on the board. That was their touchdown. You know, offensively throughout this game, again, you had the fumbles, you had good numbers in the passing game, but you had an inability in many ways to finish drives. But when they needed to make a big play late to put themselves in position to win it, Eli Manning going deep after Odell Beckham Jr. drops a pass that was a perfect throw from Manning after Beckham beats his man. Eli goes to the other side and hits Victor Cruz, who makes a great catch on a terrific throw. Giants are first and goal. They get into victory formation. Call timeout, kick the field goal as time expires. Giants 16, New Orleans Saints 13. For the Giants, and the Giants are 2-0. And that's the good news. Here's the bad news. If they're going to have any real success in this season, I understand the NFC East is far from great. They're going to have to get better effort from their offensive line. Offensive line is not good, and as a result, they cannot run the football. I also think that Ben McAdoo has to... I think continuity is important here. He shuffles these running backs in and out too much. You know, pick one, make them your starter, Rashard Jennings, Shane Vereen, Orleans Darkwire. I'd probably go with Rashard Jennings and just put him in there and let him, every time he starts to gain some momentum and he starts to build some continuity, as it were, with his offensive line, he's out, Shane Vereen's in. So let Rashard Jennings be the starter. If you want to have, you know, every third series you want Vereen as the primary running back, fine. And if you want him in there on third down, fine. But you got to give these running backs a chance to gain some continuity with this offensive line, which isn't that good to begin with. So they've got to get improved play of the offensive line. They've got to get a better running game. They've got three horses at the receiver spots now. Sterling Shepard, big game, 8 for 117. He's great inside. Cruz relearning the outside and doing a terrific job, 4 for 91. Odell Beckham, 8 for 86. Tight end chipping in, Larry Donnell, 4 for 24. Shane Vereen chipping in with 3 for 24 in the passing game. So I love the passing attack. Running attack has to get better. I love the defense. I'd like to see more pass rush from it. But if the Giants are going to be better, they need more continuity and more consistency on offense. And defensively, the pass rush has to start to become what everybody expected. But they're hard to run on, and they can cover it both at the linebacker level and especially at the secondary level. I like a lot of what they've got, but they have to keep growing if they're going to have some real success in the NFC. For the Saints, still have Drew Brees. They've got a nice stable of receivers with Cooks and Thomas and Snead and Kobe Fleener at the tight end position. They cannot run the football despite having a pretty good offensive line. And defensively, they're pretty lousy. I'll be honest with you. They're pretty lousy. So that said, for New Orleans, it's a rebuilding group that needs to upgrade their talent in a lot of places. They've got the quarterback, but they don't have enough. They don't have enough of anything else. It's going to be a long year in New Orleans again for Sean Payton. They're 0-2. Two games they could have won, didn't win either. That makes it look like it's going to be a real long year. For the Giants, as they continue to grow, this 2-0 start in close games should be real beneficial for them. So that's the Giants versus the Saints. We now move to Carolina, where we talk Panthers and 49ers. Panthers improved to 1-1, 46-27 over the 49ers. One thing about the 49ers in this one, they're not talented. They're not particularly good, but they played very, very hard in this one. And you've got to give them credit. They really took it early to the Carolina Panthers. And they were right in this game until halftime. The second half, it was all Carolina Panthers. And Blaine Gabbert started turning over the football. The Carolina Panthers took advantage of it. They controlled things in the second half despite losing Jonathan Stewart. And it was a win the Carolina Panthers had to have. And they took care of their business. And they beat a team that they're better than. But they weren't necessarily impressive in this one. They're the vastly more talented team. And it took them a while to really get rolling and take control. Throughout much of the first half, San Francisco was staying with them play for play. And San Francisco's limited. We all know that Blaine Gabbert's not their future at quarterback. He does some things Chip Kelly likes. And he's kept them in there, and they've been okay offensively. And defensively, they're coming. They've still got a bit to go, but defensively, they're certainly coming. That said, Carolina shows they're better take care of their business. For San Francisco, it's going to be a long year, but they've fought hard thus far, and they've played, I think, in many ways above their head. On the other side, more Week 2 NFL Sunday right after this short timeout.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
That's what I pray for every night.
He's feeling that one. Tannehill going for it all to the end zone. Parker, and it is intercepted.
Well, those are highlights of the New England Patriots' victory over the Miami Dolphins on an NFL Football Sunday Week 2 action. Those highlights courtesy of CBS. Greg Gumbel on the call as we're back with the Spano and Black Attack here on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the conversation, again, that phone number, 1-800-878-7529. We could talk about anything you want to talk about as it relates to your favorite team on an NFL Sunday. There's so many storylines. They're all wide open and fair game. So weigh in at 800-878-PLAY or on Twitter at JoeSpano56 at SportsBylineUSA. And we'll get to that Dolphins-Pats game in just a second as there's some big storylines that we have to dive into in that one. But where we're going to go first is we're going to go to Washington, D.C. as the Redskins fall 0-2 with a 27-23 loss to division foe, the Dallas Cowboys, who improved to 1-1 on the year. You know, this was a back-and-forth football game throughout. Neither of these teams is great. The Cowboys have a lousy defense. That's the realities, and it's going to show when they play stiff competition. Their defense is not strong. Their offense, they have the best offensive line in football, and with Morris and Elliott, they are going to be able to pound the rock. I think that's a given. They've got dynamic weapons in the passing game. And despite some of the articles I'm reading where it's time for Tony Romo to turn things over to Dak Prescott off of this performance and this win, I think we're getting way ahead of ourselves here. I like Dak Prescott. I think in the not-too-distant future, after Tony Romo realizes his body can no longer withstand the pounding of NFL football, Dak Prescott will take over and be a very good starting quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys, and right now would be a quite capable backup who the season wouldn't be lost if he's in there. Witness what he's done so far. This idea that if Romo comes back 100% healthy, Prescott stays out there and Romo goes to the bench, it's preposterous. They don't ask Dak Prescott to do a lot at this point for the Dallas Cowboys. The numbers are respectable, but there's not a ton of chunk or big plays. Witness through two games. Against the Giants, he had decent numbers. He did nothing as far as big plays, and the Cowboys didn't finish very many drives. And it's one of the big reasons the Cowboys lost that football game. Even against Washington, 22 for 30, 292. No touchdowns, no interceptions. Great, not making the mistakes, but they're not asking them to do a ton either, and the offense is far from explosive. Yes, they put up 27 yesterday, but they didn't put up a ton of points against the Giants. They didn't run the ball. They didn't throw it in a major explosive way. So it's a solid team offensively with Dak Prescott. Right now, what they are with Romo offensively is explosive, and with their substandard defense, they need to be explosive. But nonetheless, a very important win. You never want to start 0-2. Put you far enough behind the eight ball that you're rarely able to dig out of that hole. Even in a wide-open NFC East devoid of great teams, not a spot you want to be, especially with the Giants jumping out to the 2-0 start. That said, quality win for the Cowboys who did enough. Prescott was solid. Elliott was solid. Alfred Morris adding some tough running. Dez Bryant getting targeted 12 times by Dak Prescott, catching 7 for 102 yards. Cole Beasley making his weekly contribution as a terrific slot receiver. And, you know, at the end of the day, 6 for 12 on third down, so you're efficient there. They just did an all-around solid job, 380 total yards. They were solid. They won the battle of time of possession, which is key for them to limit the exposure on that defense, almost 33 minutes for their offense on the field in this one. For the Redskins, they don't run the ball great. And Kirk Cousins was lousy. That interception he threw in a fourth quarter that led to Dallas's final score, well, it cost them the game. And I don't know if he's regretting not taking that long-term deal. And I guess if he turns things around as the season unfolds in front of the Cowboys, maybe he won't have those regrets and he'll score that big deal in Washington or someplace else. But thus far in two games, Kirk Cousins has been far from great. And on a day where Kirk Cousins should have been the best quarterback on the field because of the inexperience of Dak Prescott, he wasn't. 28 for 46, 364, one touchdown, and that crucial interception that many could say cost the Redskins this football game. He needs to do more with a great stable of receivers like Jordan Reed at the tight end, Doxton. You got DeSean Jackson. You've got the very underappreciated Jamison Crowder. You got Pierre Garçon. It is a loaded, loaded group. A developing Josh Doxton, who's an explosive weapon. So he's not doing enough, and I'll put a lot of it on him. And I guess the rest of it is this running game is really not great and really hasn't gotten on track yet. But the Redskins are in deep trouble because their defense is not good enough for them to lean on that. They're 0-2 now. The Cowboys squared up at 1-1. The Giants are 2-0. And the Eagles go to Chicago tonight with a chance to go to 2-0 themselves. So if I'm a Redskins fan and I'm the Redskins organization, I'm real worried. And I'm hearing some rumblings coming out of the Redskins organization that they're unhappy with the play of Kirk Cousins. And maybe they should be. As they got beat by a team playing a rookie quarterback in his second NFL start with a bunch of its defensive players suspended. Not a game you should lose in your own building. Remember, the Redskins are not only 0-2, they're 0-1 in division and 0-2 at home on the season. They didn't make any hay here. So that's going to hurt them a lot going forward. They're probably not going to return to the playoffs. Place we do have to go is Foxborough, Massachusetts. The New England Patriots improved to 2-0. But with a cost and at a price. 31-24 over the Dolphins, who fall to 0-2. This one was nowhere near that close. While Jimmy Garoppolo was in the game, the New England Patriots were eating the lunch of the Miami Dolphins, and he was terrific in this one. And you can really see that he can be somebody's starting quarterback in the not-too-distant future. And they'll have some decisions to make in New England going forward. And we'll get to those in a second. Let's hit this game, and then we're going to stay with this game for a while and dive into some of the storylines from this game before we move on to some of the other action around the NFL on a week two NFL Sunday. But you look at this game. It was all New England while Garoppolo was healthy and in the game. It was 24-0 with Garoppolo in the game. From there, New England put up one more score with Jacoby Brissett in the game, kept the game plan very conservative, and just tried to allow yardage and points in exchange for burning time. And it nearly backfired on them as they didn't have a lot of faith, at least initially, in a Jacoby Brissett-led New England Patriots offense, and they didn't let him move the ball down the field at all. All his throws were short. They tried to run the football, and the offense really bogged down in the second half with the rookie, Jacoby Brissett, at quarterback. But you can see how good Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be and how good New England is with either Brady or, in this case, Garoppolo under center because it's a quarterback that they can count on. They're very happy with LeGarrette Blount leading the way in their running game, and he was terrific yesterday. 29 carries, a 123, and a touchdown, including a big 26-yarder. And then they get other contributions from other members of that running back core. Wide receivers, Martellus Bennett at tight end, stepping right in for Gronk. And when Gronk comes back, they're going to have that lethal 1-2 punch at tight end. Edelman, 7 for 76. Chris Hogan, now a part of the game plan as a wide receiver. There's still Danny Amendola. There's Malcolm Mitchell, who made a big catch in this game. Of Garoppolo. He actually caught the pass that Garoppolo got hit on after rolling and ended up sending Garoppolo out of the game. But this is a terrific New England team. And when they get the quarterback play and they have a quarterback they believe in, the sky's the limit for them. They're 2-0 without Tom Brady. And they whooped Miami until Garoppolo went out of this game. For Miami, hey, you came back with a third-string quarterback who's a green rookie. Patriots like him a lot. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But you got whooped. You can't run the ball. Tannehill was less than great. Came on late, threw for 389 yards, but had two picks. And this was just and their defense could not slow down New England. So when New England had most of their starters, or as many of their starters as they're going to have in there, because there's still no Gronk, they're still dealing with tackle issues and everything else, they were storming the castle here. They hung on for dear life, as the game plan really became conservative under Jacoby Brissett, and New England 2-0. They've got two more before Brady comes back. We don't know the status of Garoppolo. We don't know if he'll play Thursday or not against the Texans. And, you know, we'll see. We'll have an update for you tomorrow on that. But again, Jimmy Garoppolo, and we'll stay with this, and we'll stay with Jacoby Brissett a little bit on the other side before we move to Steelers-Bengals and some of the other 1 o'clock action on an NFL Sunday. But Jimmy Garoppolo's put himself in a position to make a lot of money in a not-too-distant future. And we'll talk about the plan that the Patriots may have for him going forward, as well as the plan for Jacoby Brissett long-term. That's all next here on The Attack, along with your calls at 800-878-PLAY, your tweets at JoeSpano56 at Sports Byline USA. We'll be back with the Spano and Black Attack right after this.
The Yellow Tag sales event has returned to get you on the road, in the snow, or off the grid. Hit the trails with a maneuverable Ski-Doo sled. Go off-road with a high-performance Can-Am Maverick XDS. Or ride from coast to coast with a Can-Am Spyder. Hurry into your local dealer, pick your adventure, and save up to $2,000 on select 2016 models now during the Yellow Tag sales event. Offer ends soon. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for details. For safety and training info, contact the ATV Safety Institute.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Bob and the 2 for $4 croissant.
So, here's a doozy. I'm eating my 2 croissant for $4, you know? And this lady comes over, making big moon eyes. And I'm like, keep your paws off my other croissant, ma'am.
Great story, Bob. Thick cut bacon and eggs on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
The hell with it.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Spano and Black Attack rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number to weigh in is 1-800-878-7529. Toll-free number to hang out with me here on The Attack on Twitter. At JoeSpano56 or at Sports Byline USA. And let's go out to Twitter, where Johnny and Rock checks in, and he's a New Yorker, and he wants to know my thoughts on if I expected another Breeze Eli shootout at the OK Corral. Was I surprised that it didn't go that way? Yeah, a little bit. I have to be honest with you. I thought these two teams who their passing games offensively are their strengths. The Giants with their bad offensive line just can't run the ball. And we talked about this earlier in the show. And defensively, the Saints aren't good. So I knew the Giants passing game would be able to do something. Or I thought in my mind they'd be able to really do a lot of damage. And I knew as improved as the Giant defense was, you know, Breeze, you give him chances, he's going to make you pay. And I like that stable of wide receivers they're developing. So in all reality, I expected it to be a lot more like last year's game than this one. But Ben McAdoo really slowed the tempo down. The Giants played it very conservative. It was a short, controlled, patient passing game by Eli most of the way. And he stayed patient until late after everybody crept up. Then you started to see the big chunk plays, and they did a good job of hitting them and could have hit more. And in many ways, with the way the Giants defense was playing, they were really corralling New Orleans. Had the Giants not made so many mistakes in this one, the Giants would have put up a lot more points, and it would not have been the nail-biter that it was. But the Giants really controlled tempo because they didn't want to get into the big-time shootout. It became clear. They think they have other ways that they can beat teams like the Saints. I'm getting a little more optimistic about the Giants, but they got to clean up the mistakes. They have to get a running game, and they have to grow that offensive line. But the bevy of receivers in the passing game I like very much, and I like the new look improved defense. So, long answer short, I was surprised by the tempo of this one. But you can understand why the Giants did it. And despite a sloppy game at times, they managed to take the victory. But where I want to go back to is New England and Miami. We talked about the game. While they had a quarterback they had confidence in, this game was all New England. Offense was clicking. Defense allowed Miami to do nothing. Once they had to go to Jacoby Brissett, who's probably nowhere near ready for prime time, and maybe in the short week they find a way to build a game plan to be custom tailored to his strengths right now as a football player. And perhaps if they have to go Brissett for the next 2 weeks till Brady comes back, they split them, go 3-1, and everybody would be thrilled. And you'd have to make them, with the return of Brady and the eventual return of Garoppolo into a backup role, Gronk coming back, offensive line getting healthier, they have to become the clear favorites in the AFC East once again. That said, we were talking about Garoppolo and his future. There's a lot of money to be made for Jimmy Garoppolo somewhere in this league. I know it's a small sample, but I think he's certainly shown that he can spin that football, and he's been around a while, and he's learned this game quickly. And he now has a clear understanding and has been able to hit the ground running against two pretty good defenses. The Cardinals' defense is fearsome. Just ask Jameis Winston, and we'll talk about that as we move along. And the Miami Dolphins, who have some pieces on defense and gave Seattle fits last week out on the West Coast in Seattle. So it wasn't like he played the weak sisters of the poor in his two efforts. And he's looked very, very, very good. Again, small sample. Could he become Scott Mitchell? I'm sure. Or Matt Flynn? I'm sure he could. But here's the realities. Looks like he can play. Thing is, Tom Brady can play better. And is a future Hall of Famer and is not ready to go anywhere. And next year, Garoppolo enters the last year of his rookie deal. So if you're New England, are you going to end up paying Garoppolo considerable money to wait until Brady retires and then have him hit the ground running and have the succession plan with Garoppolo? Or do you parlay Garoppolo like you've done in the recent past with quarterbacks like Ryan Mallett or position players who, once they get to the last year of that rookie deal, if you don't think they're going to be a part of your future, you parlay them into players or picks that you can use to improve your roster going forward? I'm not really sure. But what I can tell you, despite what you saw yesterday and the extremely conservative game plan, the New England Patriots organization is in love with Jacoby Brissett. No, he didn't appear ready for prime time yet, but didn't appear completely overmatched. And they really brought the game plan down and made it real conservative so that he wouldn't squander a big lead. I don't know what you're going to see out of him in the short week, but I have a feeling if the Garoppolo injury is going to keep him out for a while, his fourth and final preseason, the fourth and final game without Brady, and Brissett's likely set would be his second start at that point. I think there is where they may be able to really open things up and really build a game plan custom tailored to his strengths. Short week, I don't know how much they can do, but I know they love this guy, and they think he can really spin the football, and they think he can really do some things with his legs. They like him a lot. And I think they're going to end up doing, because Brady's made it clear, wants to play for a while. Parlay Garoppolo into a first or second round draft pick for a team, probably a first round draft pick, for a team that feels they're a quarterback away from success and is not in a position to burn a draft pick or won't be able to draft early enough to get a primetime draft pick, a primetime quarterback. That might be a direction. They've done it before. So the Garoppolo situation in the offseason is going to really bear watching. And a lot of it's going to have to do with what they see in these two games if Garoppolo doesn't play and Jacoby Brissett does, as well as his development the rest of the year. So, you know, as usual, like Red Auerbach back in the day, Bill Belichick ahead of everybody else as far as player development, some of these strategies that you can use to continue to accumulate talent and stay on top of the league as they've done for a decade and a half. That's a great story to keep watching, and maybe the biggest development to come out of that game, other than the New England win and in dominating fashion while Garoppolo was in the football game. But let's move on to one of the featured games of the 1 o'clock slate. Steelers improved to 2-0, and unlike most Septembers, they're not looking up at their competition in the AFC North with a 24-16 victory over the Cincinnati Bengals, who fall to 1-1. This was an ugly, ugly, somewhat chippy, very intense football game with lots of rain as the skies opened up at Heinz Field. Andy Dalton was terrible. Roethlisberger was pedestrian. Cincinnati couldn't run the ball a lick. And the game in many ways ends in controversy. That's the story. That's the breakdown. And I think the difference was twofold, really. Roethlisberger better than Dalton, who was putrid and off target all day long. D'Angelo Williams doing a far better job than the law firm of Jeremy Hill and Giovanni Bernard running a football. And the Pittsburgh Steelers defense was flat out better than the vaunted Cincinnati Bengals defense. And the fact that at this point Dalton's got limited weapons due to a lot of the injuries and defections of wide receivers in the offseason, that's starting to show in this Bengals offense, and there's some kinks in the armor that make me believe they're taking that step back this year. Small step back, but a step back. And don't get me wrong, in Tyler Boyd, they found something, but Boyd and Green alone aren't enough, along with the two running backs. They got to get Tyler Eifert back, and maybe they can move forward from there. And speaking of Tyler Boyd, he had the controversial fumble, or fumble that was ruled a fumble near the end of the game that sealed this one for the Pittsburgh Steelers. The realities are it was close, but in looking at it, I felt it wasn't a fumble. But at the same time, find me a clear shot where I can indisputably show that it wasn't a fumble. The officials got it probably more than likely, from what I can tell, got it wrong on the field. But once you make the ruling, there was nothing in that replay that showed enough that I can unequivocally overturn it. So it stays as called. Bengals lose. Unjustified, perhaps. But the realities are play better leading up to that point, and you're not in this position. They were lucky to steal a win against the Jets, who had kicking woes and were sloppy in the opener in MetLife Stadium. They didn't play well in that game either. They let the Jets do a lot of what they wanted at times on offense, and their own offense was extremely limited in that Jet game. They gave up a whole bunch of sacks, had some offensive line issues. So Cincinnati's only got themselves to blame in this one, as much as they'd like to blame the officials. You're the reason it got to that point. You only have yourself to blame. And speaking of officials and controversial calls at the end of a game, this one I will somewhat blame on the officials. Again, you play better, you probably aren't in this position. And we'll talk about the Browns and the Ravens. In Cleveland, the Browns fall to 0-2 in their home opener. 25-20, they fall at the hands of the Ravens. The Ravens now 2-0 and none down on the season. In rather unremarkable fashion, really. They beat a pedestrian Bills team in pedestrian fashion. And they stormed back against the Cleveland Browns. And that in some ways was remarkable. But to get down the way they were to the Browns, that's pretty unremarkable. You know, again, this is not a Ravens. They're 2-0 and tied for the top spot in the AFC North with the Pittsburgh Steelers. But they're not in the class of the Steelers, and they're not in the class of the Bengals. And I think clearly they're the third best team in the AFC North. That said, this was a wild game. Browns jump out to a 20-0 lead. You're about to kick the extra point to make it 21-0, be up 3 full touchdowns. Oops. Extra point is blocked. And in it goes for a 2-point conversion. It's now 20-2. And from there, it was all the Baltimore Ravens as they storm back, beat up Josh McCown, who, fortunately for him, the injuries on it look like they're to his non-throwing arm and specifically his non-throwing shoulder. But are we going to be starting the Cody Kessler era in Cleveland as RG3's already out? Josh McCown is all beat up, played pretty well, but as the pressure started to get to him in the form of the Ravens pass rush and the continued hits on Josh McCown, the dings started to show. And he's all banged up. He was tying his shoes with one hand after the game and because he really could not move that left arm. So there's some questions whether he'll be good to go next week for week 3. And then they start the Cody Kessler era. But this was a really bad loss for the Browns. You go up 20-0. The blocked extra point that turns into 2 points changes everything for the Ravens. And then the Ravens blank the Browns for the next 3 quarters. And they become workmanlike on offense and slowly grind down and just overtake the Cleveland Browns to go to 2-0 on the year. Again, Ravens weren't great in this one. They gave up 133 yards on the ground, Isaiah Crowell. McCown was 20 for 33, 260 with 2 touchdowns. They did pick him off twice. Flacco was pretty average. The running game was pretty pedestrian. I guess the big highlight was Dennis Pitta and Mike Wallace. But again, Ravens are clearly the third best team in that division. The only reason they're not the worst team is because Cleveland resides in the division as well. We'll tie a bow around hour one on the other side. I'm Joe Spano. This is the Spano and Black Attack on Sports Byline. You be sure to keep it where it's at.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making 3 or 4 or 5.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. GEICO presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with GEICO to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with GEICO. The Shazam 15, brought to you by GEICO. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
GEICO presents Sharing versus Oversharing. Way early this morning, Brad Higdon shared a major spoiler alert from everyone's favorite hit show, sad emojis to express his feelings about the plot twist, and a playlist he made to drown out his sorrows? Dude, oversharing alert. Brad, GEICO has something worth sharing with those who haven't befriended you. Like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance at GEICO.com. So stop moping about the post-apocalyptic world and start saving in the real world. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You having any of it?
Well, we continue here with the Spano and Black Attack on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to squeeze one in before the top of the hour, again, that number, 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter. At Joe Spano 56 at Sports Byline USA. Anything from Week 2 Sunday in the NFL is fair game. Your thoughts on your favorite team, your most hated team, whatever. Your thoughts on what I had to say about the future of Jimmy Garoppolo and Jacoby Brissett or anything else. It's all fair game at 800-878-PLAY. Real quick before the top, Lions fall to 1-1 with a 16-15 loss at the hands of the Tennessee Titans, who improved to 1-1. Both flawed teams. I told you, and I believe, that the Tennessee Titans are going to be that surprise team of the NFL this year and improve from the league's worst team to a tough out each and every week. And they have been thus far in their 2 weeks. They found a way to lose at home against Minnesota, and they found a way to win on the road this week against the Lions. Lions defense really spit the bit here, giving up 13 fourth quarter points to a Titans team whose offense has been inconsistent. Mariota has made a lot of mistakes thus far that have often proved costly. While the running stats look good, they struggled to run against Minnesota with any consistency, and it was a couple of big plays. And it was the same thing this week. DeMarco Murray's stats look fine. A lot of negative plays in this one, handful of positive plays. But a nice win nonetheless. And again, for the Lions, this game you need to win at home. I didn't think they would, but they need to win at home, and they need to do more on both sides of the ball. But a nice win for the Tennessee Titans. Well, on that note, we will step aside as hour one is in the books and it was fun. In hour two, we'll get to a whole lot more NFL on this Monday after week two NFL Sunday. We'll recap the rest of the games and preview the Monday night matchup. But let's step aside right now here on Sports Byline. Then I'll be back with hour two of the Spano and Black Attack.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
These events are probably going to become more common, which is unfortunate.
That's William Bratton, who just retired as New York City's police commissioner, speaking on NBC's Today Show. As authorities announced that they're looking for a 28-year-old New Jersey man in connection with a Saturday night bombing in Manhattan, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says they want to find Ahmad Khan Rahami.
Our information is that he's a U.S. citizen, but of Afghan descent.
Authorities say Rahami is either a current or former resident of Elizabeth, New Jersey, which is where five undetonated pipe bombs were found outside the train station there last night, including one that later exploded as a police robot was trying to disarm it. Police and the FBI currently gathered outside a building in Elizabeth, not far from where those pipe bombs were found, but they haven't said whether it's related to that case. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with the local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-7591. That's 1-800-469-7591.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with the local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-7591. That's 1-800-469-7591.
Call today.
He clearly prevented additional injuries and potentially loss of life.
That's St. Cloud, Minnesota Mayor Dave Kleiss, who says an off-duty Avon, Minnesota police officer Jason Falconer is quite the hero after shooting a man who stabs nine people at a mall on Saturday night.
His heroic actions are exemplary, having witnessed what he did.
The man behind the knife attack, identified as a Somali-American, Dahir Adan, a 20-year-old junior at St. Cloud State University, who reportedly said something about Allah and asked people if they were Muslim before he stabbed them. And ISIS has since issued a statement claiming that he was one of its soldiers. Security tighter than ever as the 71st United Nations General Assembly opens in New York today, especially after that Saturday night bombing. President Obama scheduled to meet with Iraq's prime minister there and deliver his final General Assembly address there tomorrow. This is USA Radio News.
Stay healthy from head to wallet with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. You can earn Plenty points on hundreds of specially marked products each week on your favorite brands. Every 100 Plenty points equals a dollar off your next purchase. Sign up today in store or online at RiteAid.com. And that's just one of the four ways to save. Now through September 24th, spend $50 a week on participating products at Rite Aid and earn 2,000 Plenty points worth $20 in savings. Visit RiteAid.com/RakenPoints for details.
Ohio Governor John Kasich saying it's very unlikely he'll vote for Donald Trump this November. The former Republican candidate telling Meet the Press on NBC the chances he'd vote for this year's party nominee are minuscule. Kasich did not completely rule out voting for Democrat Hillary Clinton. In New Jersey, the Bridgegate trial involving two former top aides to another former presidential candidate, Republican Governor Chris Christie, well, that trial's expected to get underway today.
Former federal prosecutor Brian Jacobs points to one possible advantage for prosecutors here.
The wrongdoing is very relatable to the average juror in the sense that, you know, the average juror really does understand the impact of having to sit in traffic.
However, he says it could be difficult for prosecutors to prove to jurors that government resources were misused for political purposes. Bridget Kelly and Bill Baroni are accused of ordering lane closures to jam traffic as a political payback move at the George Washington Bridge 3 years ago. They face wire fraud and civil rights charges. Governor Christie could be called in to testify. Scott Pringle, New Jersey.
Game of Thrones, a big winner again for the second straight year at the Primetime Emmy Awards. Comedian John Oliver going home with this year's Emmy for Outstanding Variety Talk Series for his HBO show Last Week Tonight.
Thank you. We flew our entire staff just to explain that noise. Our entire staff is here from New York.
It's Oliver's first Emmy. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Well, here's my word. Get the hell off my spread. Now.
Well, I'll do just that, Mr. Wayne, and good day, America. Welcome to Hour 2 of the Spano and Black Attack here on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano. Bob Black off today. 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the conversation, that number to join the fray again, 1-800-878-7529. It's the toll-free number to join me here on the attack. If you prefer Twitter, and I know a lot of you do, at Joe Spano 56, at Sports Byline USA. We have a jam-packed Hour 2 on tap. We'll continue our journey through week two NFL Sunday. We'll preview the Monday night matchup, and at 40 after, hour number two, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time. Chris Trapasso, NFL.com, joins us. We'll get his take on all the big stories that come out of a week two NFL Sunday. Now, very quickly, let's tell you the myriad of ways you can take Sports Byline on the go with you via your devices. Be they a smartphone, a tablet, laptop computer, whatever. You always have the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link, keeps up with all the doings as they happen on the network. And on our homepage, a ton of archived interviews. Check all that and more out at sportsbyline.com. You've got the apps like iHeartRadio, great app. Download it to any device you can think of, be they Windows-based, be they Apple-based, be they Android-based, or just go to iHeart.com. Lots of on-demand content and a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. Same thing for TuneIn Radio. Again, app versatility, any of the aforementioned devices, or simply go to TuneIn.com. Again, a whole host of on-demand content and a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio. And never, ever, ever let us forget the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack. And we, as always, thank all these service people for their service to the greatest country in the world, the good old U.S. of A. On the other side, we'll kick off Hour 2 with a bang and get right back into the Week 2 NFL Sunday action. We'll take your calls at 800-878-PLAY. I'll read your tweets at JoeSpano56, at Sports Byline USA. We'll kick off Hour 2 right after this short timeout.
When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything. You want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's time to gear up for fall at John Deere with a new compact utility tractor. Get 0% financing for 60 months, big implement bonuses, and our free 6-year powertrain warranty on versatile, easy-to-use John Deere compact tractors. It's time to gear up today and save. Offer ends October 28, 2016, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere financial terms, conditions, exclusions, and warranty limitations apply. See dealer for details.
Visit your local John Deere dealer today to take advantage of special savings going on now. Find out more at myjohndeeredealer.com.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now.
now. 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Well, forget about the cops. They're not interested in any two-bit setup you got here.
Well, I don't want any trouble.
Look, is my rent paid?
Yeah.
Don't stop bothering me.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, the Spano and Black Attack continues here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network as we get ready to kick off Hour 2 and continue our journey through Week 2 NFL Sunday. And the place we're going to go is Houston, Texas, where the Houston Texans nip the Kansas City Chiefs 19-12 in a defensive battle that has the Houston Texans now a 2-up and none down on the year. Kansas City Chiefs fall a 1-up and 1-down on the season. And, you know, in looking at this game, this truly was a battle of defenses, as neither offense was particularly good in this one. The Kansas City Chiefs had trouble protecting Alex Smith all afternoon long as he was sacked 4 times in this one. Kansas City was only 3-for-14 on third down. They only gained 291 yards in the game. They ran the ball pretty well against the stout Texans defense, but again, just there are two offenses that really didn't bring it on this day. Both teams bad in the red zone, not scoring touchdowns in the red zone, not moving the ball particularly well, not protecting their quarterback particularly well, neither quarterback playing real well. But at the end of the day, in this defensive struggle, in their building, it was the Texans' defense that was just a little bit better than the Chiefs' defense. It was the workhorse effort of Lamar Miller running the football that was just a little bit better than the Chiefs' stable of running backs. And it was Brock Osweiler, despite being very pedestrian, 19 for 33, 268, one touchdown, two interceptions, who was just a little bit better than the extremely pedestrian Alex Smith, 20 for 37, 186, no touchdowns, no interceptions. And that was really the story here. And as J.J. Watt continues to get healthier and healthier, things are only going to look up for the Houston Texans as far as their defense. And boy, he in many ways, he was just trying to get his legs under him in week one. Well, he came back in a major way in week two, a sack and a half. But there's others. They've got a whole host of guys that can now get up after the quarterback and have an impact. So it's an incredibly dangerous defense in Houston. They are the real deal. The offense is going to continue to grow as Brock Osweiler grows. And I expect an awful lot. I like the addition of Lamar Miller. I expect an awful lot from the Texans. They're off to the good start as they continue to grow and come together. For the Chiefs are good. I don't think they're as good as a lot of people think. And their offense against a good defense looked extremely pedestrian in this 19-12 defeat at the hands of the Texans. So a good win for the Houston Texans as they improve to 2-0. Chiefs fall to 1-1. They're right in the mix. Everybody, a lot of people are 1-1. Let's move on to Los Angeles, where history is made as the Los Angeles Rams do something they haven't done in a long time, because we haven't had professional football or NFL football in Los Angeles for a long, long time.
Pass to Michael. Michael balls out. Ogletree on it. Rams have it. Back is the LA Rams. 1-1 on the season.
And that's Joe Buck on a call, courtesy of Fox. And that is the quick highlight package. That is the brief but important story of this game. Los Angeles Rams back in Los Angeles. They pick up their first win in Los Angeles in over 20 years. And they improved to 1-1 on the year with a scintillating 9-3 victory over the Seattle Seahawks. I didn't see this coming. I really did not. After the week one performance, I just thought it was a long downhill year for the Rams. And in talking about this game on Friday, one of the things I didn't factor in, or two of the things I really didn't factor in, number one, the Seattle Seahawks season doesn't typically start until October. September's like an off month for them, and they always struggle. They struggled against Miami last week, and they struggled mightily with the Rams yesterday out in Los Angeles. The other things I didn't factor in, the Rams always give the Seahawks trouble, and they really do a great job of limiting Russell Wilson and the Seahawks' run game. That and just the vibe and the momentum and the energy that they would get from returning to Los Angeles to play in a packed Los Angeles Coliseum. I didn't see this one coming. I still think the Rams are a team that's really going to struggle, because despite the win through two games, they do not have a touchdown. So the offense continues to be extremely pedestrian. Their defense was good in this one and limited the Seahawks in a gimpy Russell Wilson to just 3 points. Again, I think it's going to be a pretty long year for the Rams, but this win takes some pressure off of this Rams group for a while and keeps for everybody from calling for the head of Jeff Fisher and Case Keenum, et cetera, et cetera. For Seattle, they always have trouble with the Rams. They added the disadvantage of having to go on the road and play a team that is playing its first home game in Los Angeles in 20-plus years. That's a lot to have against you. Realities are the Seahawks always struggle in September. I'm not too worried, because the realities are it's a 1-1 division right now. They're not losing a ton of ground, but they do have some issues they need to address, and they need to get this thing rolling before they end up looking too far up at the Arizona Cardinals in that NFC West. That said, we move to the Cardinals. What can I say about this one? As we're starting to get now into the 4 o'clock action here, Cardinals 40, Buccaneers 7. Both teams now 1-1 on the year. I knew the Cardinals would win this game. I didn't think they'd win it like this. I thought this would be a hell of a football game, a game that the Cardinals at home with a week and a half off after the tough loss to New England where they played really poorly. I knew they'd bring it, and I thought they'd have enough in many ways to outlast a developing Tampa Bay Buccaneers team. But boy, did they not look good. Jameis Winston was terrible with 4 picks. The Cardinals' defense was dominant. Carson Palmer was great, 308 yards, 3 touchdowns. And they dominated so much that it was garbage time much of the fourth quarter, and Carson Palmer took a seat on the bench. So a very impressive win and a necessary win for the Arizona Cardinals as they get back on the beam and show you why so many of us think they are one of the NFC's very best. That's the realities. For the Buccaneers, boy, Jameis, there's talent there, and when they're good, they're good, but boy, when they're bad, they're bad. Jameis Winston, I think, is a quarterback on the come. I think he's going to be a terrific pro, and I think he's already shown signs of that, but boy, he does have to mitigate the turnovers. The interceptions thus far have become a problem. Last week, they were a factor, and this week, they were the overriding factor in this football game, as the Buccaneers offense could do almost nothing. And anytime they got a little momentum, Jameis Winston threw a pick. That's the story of that game. Both those teams are 1-1, as is most of the league. So it's too early for all to be lost. If you're 0-2, you're in deep trouble. But even now, all is not lost for you. There's light at the end of the tunnel, perhaps, if you could turn things around fast enough. And speaking of light at the end of the tunnel and teams that need to turn it around, the Jacksonville Jaguars, my preseason pick to win the AFC South, have fallen to 0-2 with a 38-14 drubbing at the hands of the San Diego Chargers, who improved to 1-1. 38-14 wasn't even that close. Oh, were the Jaguars bad in this one. Wow, were they bad. Now, you talk about it was 35-0 and then 38-7. It was a blowout. Blake Bortles was lousy. Running game was, how shall I say it to be kind, non-existent. San Diego played well for 2.5, 3 quarters against the Chiefs, but they spit the bit in a game they should have won. Here there was no spitting the bit. And this was without Keenan Allen. And the Chargers aren't that talented. It's a game the Jaguars have to win. On the other side, we'll pick it up with more of the 4 o'clock action, and we'll get into the Sunday night special. That's all next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spanner. You be sure to keep it where it's at.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
We'll be right back.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Want to bet?
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Bradford to the end zone. Rudolph! Touchdown, Vikings. Bradford deep downfield off the play. Thank you. Diggs, and he's able to come up with the ball at the 32-yard line. And Bradford throws, and it's caught by Diggs. He's off to the races again. Stephon Diggs to the 36 of Green Bay. Bradford on play action, going to the end zone. You got it. Diggs, who else?
We continue here with Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the conversation, that number to get involved again, 800-878-7529 on Twitter. 140 characters or less at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. Those were some of the major highlights of the Minnesota Vikings' victory over the Green Bay Packers in their brand new stadium. The call courtesy of NBC, Al Michaels on the call, and we'll get to that game in a little bit as we continue our journey through week two, NFL Sunday. But I want to kind of wrap up with the Chargers and the Jaguars. Big expectations for the Jaguars in Jacksonville this year. A lot of people think they were, thought coming in that they were the best that the AFC South had to offer. I was one of them. Gus Bradley firmly on the hot seat. Tough, hard-fought loss at home to Green Bay. That's no disgrace. But the Chargers, even going west in their building, no Keenan Allen, not a ton of talent, to get run over the way they did, that's bad. The fact that Bortles wasn't good with the two interceptions, the fact that Blake Bortles was their leading rusher, these are some disturbing signs. Dante Fowler Jr. with two sacks, that's a highlight. But they've got to start winning games, and they have to start flat out playing better. Otherwise, what we think is going to be a very good team either this year or in years beyond may end up rebooting under a new coach. So good win for the Chargers, bad, bad win for the Jaguars, who need to get Chris Ivory back from whatever illness issue he's dealing with, and they need to start winning some games. 35-28, Falcons over the Raiders in Oakland. Both teams are now one up and one down on the year. Big one in this game is resurgent Matt Ryan, 396, three touchdowns. Julio Jones is great. They can't cover him. Five receptions, 106 yards, one touchdown, and only five targets. And the running game returns for the Atlanta Falcons in the form of Devontae Freeman and Tevin Coleman. Got terrific effort running the football. Matty Ice was great. Julio Jones was terrific. And that's how the Falcons win. When they click on all cylinders on offense, they're hard to stop. Defensively, they're pretty pedestrian. Offensively, they can be pretty good, but they lack consistency. For the Raiders, I'm not worried about their offense. I don't think it's necessarily hit the ground running and been consistent thus far. But I'm ultimately not worried about their offense. What I'm worried about is this defense, which has played horribly in both games. They're lucky to be 1-1, but they've been horrible defensively, and they got some real issues. I didn't expect them to have these kind of issues on defense, but the fact that they do has to concern Jack Del Rio. Here's the good news. We're only through two games. You're one up and one down. You're right in this thing, but here's the realities. You're 32nd in the NFL in defense. That's a problem. Giving up 404 yards a game through the air. They need to sort that out quickly in Oakland if they are going to meet the lofty expectations that so many have for them, including yours truly. We move on to the last of the 4 o'clock games before we get to the Sunday night special. And after we're done with Chris Trapasso, I'll give you a quick preview of the Monday night matchup. Broncos improved to 2-0. The defending Super Bowl champions top the Indianapolis Colts 34-20 in Denver. Colts fall 0-2. Colts cannot win when Andrew Luck struggles. He's what they have. He's all they got. He's what they're all about. When he's 21 for 40, buck 97, one touchdown, one pick, they don't win. Because at this stage of the game, they don't run the ball well enough. They've got talented receivers, sure. But it's all about the performance of Andrew Luck. Offensive line, despite efforts to try and improve it, still stinks. Defense is abysmal. For Denver, what they want to do is dominate on defense, run the ball well, ask Trevor Siemian not to do too much, and basically it's a defense that does most of the work. Offense doesn't have to do much. And in this one, with two defensive scores, the offense didn't have to do much. But the offense did just enough. I like Trevor Siemian. I don't know that he's an NFL starter, but I know he's going to have a job in the NFL for a decade, whether it be as a top backup or a starter somewhere. Makes throws. He's sound. He's reliable. Doesn't make a ton of mistakes. Yeah, he had a pick. And C.J. Anderson, this season, completely different running back. You couple him with Devontae Booker, and they've got a nice 1-2 punch. The running attack has a lot more complexity in the offensive line and in the blocking schemes. So the offense will do enough, but it's all about this defense, and this defense was great yesterday. Smacking around Andrew Luck, sacking him 5 times, intercepting him once, forcing a fumble. And, you know, this Broncos defense with Von Miller and DeMarcus Ware all over the Indianapolis Colts. And Ware fractures a forearm, so we don't know how long or if he's going to be out. That's something we'll get updated as the week goes along. But very, very impressive for Denver. Indy's just not that good, guys. Told you going in my mind, they were the third best team in the very good AFC South. My opinion hasn't changed in that regard in any way, shape, or form. Luck's great, but he can't do it by himself, and there he has to. They don't have a running game. Frank Gore's on the wrong side of it. Could be a productive number two back, but certainly you'd need somebody in front of him with more explosiveness at this stage of the game. They don't have that. Offensive line's not good enough to grade any road or really protect Andrew Luck. And again, for Denver, the formula's simple. Trevor Siemian managed the game. C.J. Anderson, Devontae Booker, run the ball efficiently. Let's grind clock. Let's make things easier on our defense. Let's score some points and let our defense do most of the heavy lifting. And they did. Defense scored 2 touchdowns in this one. Offense scored 1. Defense outscored the offense in many ways in this game. Set up a lot more. I was really, really impressed by the defense. I'm impressed by the formula that the Broncos used. I like the running scheme. Things are going to be all right in Denver this year as they wait for Paxton Lynch to develop, perhaps, or maybe it's Trevor Siemian that develops. For Indy, things aren't okay. And then final of Sunday night matchups, and we played the highlights coming in. It was the Minnesota Vikings 17, the Green Bay Packers 14. The Packers are now 1 up and 1 down on the year, and the Vikings opening up U.S. Bank Stadium in style, and they improved to 2 up and none down on the year. Despite their struggles in Tennessee against the Titans in week one with Sean Hill under center, where their defense came up big and got the 2 return touchdowns off of Marcus Mariota misplays. Well, in this one, they limited Aaron Rodgers to 213 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. Boy, they kept getting the Green Bay Packers to fumble the football. I believe 5 fumbles in all, 3 of which the Packers recovered. 2 of which they didn't. The Vikings were great on defense. They were beating Aaron Rodgers up all day. They were, you know, they limited the running attack. They didn't let these wide receivers make magic. You know, this Minnesota Vikings defense is good. And give that offense credit. Sam Bradford was great last night. This is 2 weeks after getting to Minnesota, 22 for 31, 286, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions. And that's while Adrian Peterson runs it 12 times for 19 yards. That's impressive. That's why you make this trade, gang. As far as the Adrian Peterson injury, and we saw him not able to put any weight on that knee or ankle, it looks like the knee injury getting better already. Everybody says he's walking on it. Nobody expects anything too serious. Maybe he misses a game. But all's not lost on the short term there with Asiata and Jerick McKinnon. They can do some things. But Bradford, this is why you make the trade. I understand they paid a heavy price in Minnesota. But the realities are the window's here now. That defense is ready. Boy, they got playmakers all over the field. They can get up after the quarterback. They can cover you on the back line. It's one of the best defenses in the game, and they turn over the football. The window of opportunity is wide open now. You didn't expect the Peterson injury, and you didn't expect the slow start. And you know once he's healthy, he'll get back on track and give you a balanced offense. But this is why you trade for Bradford. What he gave you last night is not something Sean Hill can give you at 36. And all of a sudden, you've got a balanced attack with a frontline defense. He stands in for Bridgewater well. Yay, overpaid. But when the window of opportunity is there, you have to take it and you pay the price. It was a smart move by the Eagles with Sam Bradford not being part of their future, but also a smart move for the Vikings in making sure the future is right now. And in Stephon Diggs, boy, they got a playmaker. He was great last night, 9 for 182 and a touchdown. And every time Bradford went to him, he hit it to him. Diggs made some incredible catches, incredible runs after catches. They have some things going offensively. If Adrian Peterson returns before too long, won't be an interesting team because they're great on defense and they'll get better on offense. Chris Trapasso, NFL.com, joins us next. We'll get his take on all things Week 2 NFL right after this very short timeout.
Yellow Tag sales event has returned to get you on the road, in the snow, or off the grid. Hit the trails with a maneuverable Ski-Doo sled. Go off-road with a high-performance Can-Am Maverick XDS. Or ride from coast to coast with a Can-Am Spyder. Hurry into your local dealer, pick your adventure, and save up to $2,000 on select 2016 models now during the Yellow Tag sales event. Offer ends soon. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for details. For safety and training info, contact the ATV Safety Institute.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Bob and the 2 for $4 croissant.
So, here's a doozy. I'm eating my 2 croissant for $4, you know? And this lady comes over, making big moon eyes. And I'm like, keep your paws off my other croissant, ma'am.
Great story, Bob. Thick cut bacon and eggs on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price of participation vary.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Spano and Black Attack rolls on here on Sports Byline. But now let's go out to our phones and bring in from NFL.com, Chris Trapasso. Chris, welcome back to the Spano and Black Attack. It's always great to talk to you. Good morning.
Thanks for having me on, Joe.
Oh, always a pleasure, man. We're going to kind of take this almost in chronological order as I'm looking at the games, and we're not going to get to every game, but I want to get some takeaways on some significant things that we saw this week on a week two NFL Sunday. Giants and Saints, I'm very impressed by this Giant defense. I know it hasn't yet shown in sacks as far as pressure on the quarterback where everybody expected them to shine, but I love the way they are playing the run right now. I think their linebacker group is much more athletic than it was last year and carrying out their assignments much better. And I love the secondary. And if the offensive line can ever do anything, I think this offense can really do something. Your thoughts on the Giants at 2-0, while they haven't looked great, is there room for growth there, and are you optimistic about their 2016 season?
Yeah, I am. I think it's important, like you mentioned, that the Giants have shown early on in these first two games against two NFC opponents that they can win a game that's not necessarily a shootout. That obviously last year with Odell Beckham, even the year before that, he and Eli Manning just obviously established a really nice connection right away. Although they haven't really been able to run the football, they've been one of the better passing teams over the last couple of years, but the defense has been the issue. And I think it's important that, you know, GM Jerry Reese for the Giants said, hey, I'm going to have to spend some money on this defense, or I'm going to probably be without a job next year. Bringing in Janoris Jenkins, Olivier Vernon, like you said, hasn't gotten, you know, 3, 4, 5 sacks yet, but he's pressuring the quarterback a lot. Damon Harrison on the inside has been huge for their run-stopping efforts. So I think if you're a Giants fan, while you haven't been as entertained with the offense as you kind of accustomed to over the last 2 years, you're happy that not only your team is 2-0, but that they've won two relatively lower scoring games in which their defense has been just as impactful as their offense.
And I guess in turn, the Saints, boy, they have a long way to go. If they can't light it up with Drew Brees in that passing game, they have nothing.
Yeah, and that's really true. I mean, I'm almost feeling for Drew Brees, which is kind of weird because, you know, he is making so much money, but just with the salary cap issues that team has had, partly because of his huge contract, but, you know, there's a lot of other contracts that they've gotten rid of that have that has led to a lot of dead money. They just haven't been able to kind of do what the Giants did and spend in free agency, extend the players that have been good on that defense. And as we've seen for much of the Drew Brees era, especially over the last 3 to 5 years, they are just a different team, even on offense, when they're on the road. So I think they're always going to be super tough inside the Superdome. But when they go on the road, they just can't seem to really click as much on offense. And they just simply do not have a defense really at any level, the pass rush, the linebackers, or the secondary, which is dealing with some injuries right now, to, you know, win one of those low-scoring games.
I think that's well said. I want to go to Cowboys Redskins. You know, if you read the papers and you look at a lot of the talk coming out of Dallas, off of these two games where the Cowboys are 1-1, they've anointed Dak Prescott as the immediate starter, even after a healthy return from Tony Romo. I'm not seeing any of that. Prescott hasn't been bad, but let's be honest, they haven't asked him to do anything, and they're really not letting him turn the ball loose, and he has exactly zero touchdown passes through two games. So I think it's a little premature. Your thoughts on Dak Prescott?
I'm not actually surprised. Just based on how he looked as a prospect coming out of Mississippi State, you know, he was a great leader there. They had some good teams that they, you know, it's not a traditional power in the SEC. But his accuracy down the field did not really impress me very much, and I think that was probably the consensus around the NFL and is why, you know, he wasn't a first or second or third round pick. In week one, he attempted 6 passes beyond 20 yards and didn't complete any. Against the Redskins, they kind of pared down the offense, and he did not attempt 1 pass beyond 20 yards. So I think the Cowboys are okay with just really dinking and dunking, throwing to the running back, throwing to Jason Witten, Cole Beasley over the middle. Then I think that he can be a good game manager type quarterback, but I'm certainly not anointing him as the guy that even if Tony Romo is healthy, that I would keep in the lineup for the Cowboys. But it is good that, you know, just seeing and knowing that the backup quarterback situation around the NFL is, for the most part, not very good. To be 1-1, to have your backup in Dak Prescott, you know, not really making any major mistakes thus far, I think the Cowboys should and probably are pretty happy with what he's done thus far.
I think that's a much more accurate description. You know, they're limiting what he's doing. You know, this idea that the offense will function better with him than Tony Romo is preposterous. You just can't keep Tony Romo healthy. Every time he gets hit, he gets hurt. So I think you made a great point there. The Redskins quarterback, Kirk Cousins, two awful efforts thus far in the two games in the regular season, and some rumblings coming out of Washington that his teammates are a little unhappy with his play. Take me through Kirk Cousins and what the future may hold for him after turning down the long-term deal.
Yeah, I think a lot of what I just said about Dak Prescott probably applied to Kirk Cousins, just because that offense, even last year, Kirk Cousins attempted, you know, so many short passes last year that his average depth of target was one of the lowest in the NFL. It was right around Alex Smith level. Certainly, Washington has some guys who can make plays after the catch. DeSean Jackson, Jordan Reed, Pierre Garçon's pretty good after the catch. So I think the Redskins were smart last year, and I think Jay Gruden did a good job, kind of what we were talking about with Prescott, paring down the offense and just letting Kirk Cousins be a quick decision maker, getting the ball out quickly, which he did very well. Ultimately, though, you have to be able to maybe not throw six or seven bombs each game, but you have to be able to at least show the threat or present the threat of the downfield pass, where teams are just going to play up tight on the receivers and really jump anything underneath. And that's what they're doing thus far, which is, you know, led to some interceptions, led to a lot more incompletions than we saw from Kirk Cousins last year. There's just, those throwing lanes are just not there. I think the most telling thing about Kirk Cousins this whole offseason was that, you know, there was some speculation that the Redskins were going to give him that long-term contract. They opted for the franchise tag, which they pretty much had to do after the season that he had. And just with no one capable waiting in the wings, that their GM said, we want to make this team good enough so we can have a quarterback who can just be average and we can still win. Was that kind of a slight to Kirk Cousins, or was he just kind of talking philosophically? I mean, that's kind of up for anyone to kind of think for themselves. But I think, to me, that said that, hey, for as much as Kirk Cousins, you know, had this high completion percentage, threw a lot of touchdown passes, we were not totally blown away with him. I think if they were blown away with his play as a quarterback, they would have given him that, you know, long-term extension, and they didn't. So I think, if anything, we need to see Kirk Cousins stretch the field a little bit more. And can he do that? I'm not so sure. But I think if the Redskins want to be able to move the ball more efficiently, they're going to need their quarterback to not just throw, you know, those passes that are 2 to 7 yards beyond the line of scrimmage.
Those are the dulcet tones of Chris Trapasso from NFL.com joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack as we recap Week 2 NFL Sunday. I want to go to New England and the Patriots. Jimmy Garoppolo is playing himself into a lot of money, whether it be in New England or someplace else. He then hurts the shoulder and we see him exit the game. First of all, latest on the injury, if you have anything beyond what we've heard and we're unsure about, that's number one. Number two, and I guess equally as important, does Jimmy Garoppolo make his money here in New England, or is it one of those things where they do like a Ryan Mallett, they package him, get a draft pick back better than where they picked him, and they groom Jacoby Brissett to eventually be the successor to Tom Brady? Because I happen to know in New England they love Jacoby Brissett.
Well, it sounds like at this point the Patriots kind of dodged a bullet with the with his injury, because he sprained his AC joint, which is usually a multi-week, you know, 2 to 4, maybe even 6 week injury. Apparently it's not that bad of a sprain. He's probably not going to play against the Texans on Thursday night, but they hope to have him back for Week 4's game against the Bills. That might be a little bit of a stretch, and it's just going to be more of a pain. And beyond a pain issue, it's a strength issue. Like, will he have his, you know, will his arm strength be at 100%? Beyond that, though, by Week 5, he wouldn't be playing anyway with Tom Brady coming back. And to kind of answer your second question, at this point, I would kind of lean toward the Patriots packaging Jimmy G if he, you know, comes back in week four, plays really, really well, because I think for as much as he's proven to be, you know, a quick decision maker, and, you know, against the Cardinals he was very good. In the first quarter against the Dolphins, he was on fire. He completed his first 8 passes. I just don't think, even, you know, getting into his late 30s, I don't think we are, you know, that this is the last season of Tom Brady. I don't even think next year would be the last year of Tom Brady. So for as many quarterbacks as have, you know, kind of come through New England, been pretty good there, not as effective elsewhere, even if they're young guys who look like they could be the successor for Tom Brady, the fact that Tom Brady just doesn't take many hits, he's a pocket quarterback, I think he can play into his early 40s, and I don't think, I mean, maybe by 41, 42, he's not going to be, you know, leading the league in touchdowns and completion percentage, but he's still going to be one of the better quarterbacks in the league. And I just think, yes, the Patriots would love to keep Garoppolo, but just in terms of a team building and financial, you know, salary cap issue, I think that Bill Belichick would love to get, you know, a second-round pick and a fourth-round pick for Garoppolo, just knowing that they have a good player who's not going to play that premium position for the next few years.
Well said, Chris. Well said. And I guess we'll skip around and I'll get some quick general impressions, because we've got about 3 minutes. So I'm just going to throw these out at you, and you can kind of take them and tackle them as you want over the course of the next 2 or 3 minutes. Should we be worried about the Seahawks, or does their season normally start in October anyway? That's number one. Number two, should we be worried about the Jaguars, who a lot of people expected a lot of, and they're 0-2 with a bullet? And really disappointing. Are the Colts as bad as they've looked at 0-2? And finally, and there's 4 questions, you can tackle them however you see fit. Does the Sam Bradford trade, while a heavy price, look like it makes a lot more sense for the Vikings now than it did 7 days ago?
Sure, I can start with the Seahawks. I think, yeah, it's been weird how their season really has started pretty much in October, like you mentioned. I'm not that worried. I think that defense is still an elite defense, as we've seen in the first 2 weeks. They haven't had their first-round pick at right guard, German Ifedi. He got hurt in the lead-up to Week 1's game. He's a really talented guy out of Texas A&M. When he's back and 100%, I think that'll help that offensive line, because that's really been the only issue. But with Russell Wilson, I don't think you necessarily need an amazing offensive line. I think they'll be fine. Are they going to go 13-3? Probably not, but I think they'll be in the playoffs. They could even, you know, host a playoff game again, I think, once the season rolls on and teams, you know, start to lose some guys to injury. There's just so much depth on that defense, and you still have Russell Wilson, who's one of the best quarterbacks in the league. The Jaguars, to me, are a little surprising, although that I just think that with – whenever there's a team that just shells out that much money in free agency like they did, which I can't blame them for doing so, but whenever that happens, there's going to be a lot of hype. And I think that what we saw from Blake Bortles, Allen Robinson, Allen Hurns, that was probably bound to be some regression going into this season. And for Blake Bortles, has really shown in his, you know, in his first 2 seasons and then in his first 2 games that he is very much boom or bust, that he can have a quarter where he looks like a top 5 quarterback, and then he has his second quarter, he looks like a bottom 5 quarterback. His decision-making can be kind of iffy at times, and I think that's been really their biggest issue. And some of those prize free agents just really have not played that well thus far. For the Colts, I think whenever you have Andrew Luck healthy and you're playing in the AFC South, you have a chance to really compete. I know that the Texans are 2-0, and their defense looks pretty good. Brock Osweiler has been good, not great. I think the Texans have kind of run into, you know, they're facing teams that have some key players injured. They face the Chiefs without Justin Houston and Jamal Charles. They might get the Patriots without Jimmy Garoppolo and obviously Tom Brady. So I think the Texans are kind of bound to come back to earth a little bit, and I wouldn't be surprised if getting into November and December that the Colts are, you know, right up there in the AFC South. I don't think they're going to go 11-5, but I certainly think that the Colts will contend in that division, and they could win it even at, you know, 8-8 or at 9-7.
Boy, you said it all. Can't thank you enough, Chris. We'll do it again real soon. Really do appreciate it.
Thanks, Joe.
You got it. Bye-bye now. That was Chris Trapasso, NFL.com, giving you his thoughts on everything that happened on a Week 2 NFL Sunday here on The Attack. We're going to probably take you right out to the top. So real quick before we get out the door, Bears-Eagles, Monday night matchup. It's at home. Bears aren't particularly good, but neither are the Eagles. I'll take the home team in that one. Well, it was great. We'll do it again tomorrow. Can't thank all of you enough. Good day, all.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Way early this morning, Brad Higdon shared a major spoiler alert from everyone's favorite hit show, sad emojis to express his feelings about the plot twist, and a playlist he made to drown out his sorrows? Dude, oversharing alert. Brad, Geico has something worth sharing with those who haven't befriended you. Like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance at Geico.com. So stop moping about the post-apocalyptic world and start saving in the real world. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.